Good morning. I'm Sean Burnett with your morning sports update on 1620-945 WTAW. The college football preseason AP poll was released yesterday, and the Aggies have made the top 25. A&M came in at number 23 in the rankings. Georgia was number 1, Michigan at 2, Ohio State 3, Alabama 4, and LSU rounded out the top 5. The University of Texas came in at number 11. Aggie football continues fall camp this week, and head coach Jimbo Fisher met with the media yesterday. Fisher confirmed reports from earlier in the day that tight end Donovan Green tore his ACL and will be out for the season.
I think the health of the team's really good. We've had a really good camp that way. We've had guys a few nicked and knacked, but nobody that's out. They'll miss a day here, miss a practice here, but we're really healthy. Probably as healthy as we've been in any teams I've had in a long, long time. Donovan will be out. He had an ACL.
Green was named to the preseason Mackey Award watch list, given to the most outstanding tight end in the country. The football season will kick off on September 2nd against New Mexico. You can listen to every game on 1620-945 WTAW. At the August 1st, 2023 Board of Regents workshop, A&M Chief Operating Officer Greg Hartman spoke about funding for A&M Athletics.
So on the revenue side, there's been an increase in support from the 12-man Foundation in terms of gifts. We've also seen an increase in football ticket sales. This year we've experienced a 93% renewal rate, which is one of the highest renewal rates for season tickets that we've ever had. And we've had more student sport passes purchased than in the past as well, too. So those have all brought in new revenue. Our SEC conference distribution increased up to increased by $2.5 million. And then we saw increases in our multimedia rights of $3 million under the shared revenue model that we have with Learfield.
He said expenses include new coaching contracts, inflationary effects of wages, and new utility costs with the new indoor facilities. New Regent Sam Torn of Houston had this to say following Hartman's comments.
Athletics is a big business.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for athletics with the revenue we're producing to operate at a $4 million deficit. There should be accountability in the athletic department for the money they spend. Right now, they spend what they want, and they go tell the 12-man Foundation, we ran out of money. That's not right. Mm-hmm. We can operate within our budget in the athletic department. That ought to be a mandate that we do so.
Torn, a 1970 graduate of Texas A&M and head Yale leader, is a former chairman and trustee of the 12-man Foundation. The Houston Astros lost the series opener on the road to the Marlins last night. Framber Valdez went 7 2/3, allowing one earned run, but it wasn't enough to get the win. They'll play game two tonight with a 5:40 first pitch, and you can listen on The Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. Max Scherzer was dominant last night for the Rangers, allowing only one infield single and one walk while striking out 11 in his third win in three starts for the Rangers. Marcus Semien had five RBIs on the way to the 12-0 win over the Angels. They'll play again tonight at 7:05. And that's your morning sports update on 1620-945 WTAW. I'm Sean Burnett.